We're starting to predict the weather from outer space. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Pietro Ciccato, a remote sensing specialist at Columbia University's International Research Institute for Climate and Society, discusses the prospect of intergalactic meteorology.
Weather often influences outbreaks of fearsome diseases and agriculture pests. Malarial mosquitoes breed in wet conditions. Bacterial meningitis germs prefer a dry, dusty season. Decision makers use data from weather stations and other sources to monitor such conditions and take preventive measures. But infrastructure is usually lacking in developing countries, leaving millions of people vulnerable. That's why I study how we can use satellite images to spot problems and give authorities a head start in containing outbreaks. Every day, satellites owned by NASA and other agencies take images that cover the entire planet, so we can monitor in almost real time rainfall, temperature, and flooding. Using these images, my colleagues and I work with government health ministries across Africa, Asia, and South America to monitor places that have received unusual rainfall and give early warnings of malaria, dengue fever, and other mosquito-borne illnesses. Using satellites, we can also map floods and study their impact on spreading diarrheal diseases that thrive during floods. One of my proudest accomplishments was helping the Saharan country of Niger monitor its vast desert for locust outbreaks. Previously, Niger had only 2 trucks to cover a region the size of Texas. Control workers would essentially drive randomly around the desert looking for breeding sites. The tools we developed now allow control teams to drive directly to problem areas. Today, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization uses this technology in 23 countries from Mauritania to India.
That was Pietro Ciccato of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.